Today's meditation will look a little bit different, but what do you expect? I'm in charge of that. I want you to imagine that you are all beside a river, and you hear way, way off in the distance, you hear some kind of singing. It sounds like someone's calling, saying something, and that there's other people repeating it back. And it goes something like this, very softly. Tongo, and your turn. Tongo, jimmy bye bye yo. Hooey a kimbayo. Hooey a kimbayo. Hoo-a-lay. Tane ma hoo-a. As the sound, as the craft moves down the river, you see it out in the distance. It's sort of shaped like one of those tamales that Alan Salazar went and talked about a couple weeks ago. And you hear the sound a little bit louder, and it goes, Tongo, jimmy bye bye oh, hooey a kimbayo. Hu-a-le, tane ma hu-we. As the tamale gets closer and starts to go and comes to the beach near where we are all standing, you see people you know, and you hear them sing that song one more time, louder. Tongo.
Tongo.
Jimmy bye bye oh.
Jimmy bye bye oh.
Hooey a kimbayo.
Hooey a kimbayo.
Hoo-a-le.
Hoo-a-le.
Tane ma hooey.
Tane ma hooey.
The people in the tamale get out and join people that they know. You might have someone comes and visit you, or you might choose this time to just be quiet and listen. And please, our time will start now. It'll end when I start the song again. Time ends, and the people say goodbye to you. The leader calls out one more time, Tongo,
Tongo.
Jimmy bye bye yo,
Jimmy bye bye yo,
Hooey a kimbayo,
Hooey a kimbayo.
All the people get back into the tamale, it casts off, and you hear them again. Hoo-a-le,
hoo-a-le,
tane ma-o-we.
Tane ma-o-we.
The sound gets softer as they go away down the river. Tongo,
tongo,
jimmy bye bye-o,
hoo-way
a kimbayo.
Kimbayo.
And as they pass around the bend, it becomes just a whisper.
Hoo-a-le,
tane ma-o-we. Thank you. Now, great. Now that all those people in the canoes have left, I can go and start my particular message, the things that I wish to go and talk about today. I wanted to talk about prayer, and I have kind of an interesting history with prayer in that I've never really got it. Mika asked me to do a sermon. You were going to have Pamela Lopez, and she will have to come in another time. She's always got interesting things to say. And then she asked me, and I was all excited because I was going to do a message about hymns and talk about some of my favorite hymns and the stories behind them and all that. But then we found out that we have a wonderful music service that's planned next week, and we've had a bunch of things dealing with songs and music lately, so I had to change my ideas. And I kind of thought when I did this that maybe I could go and spend the month that I had to prep in getting through this whole thing of prayer, because there's been a lot of things and I really don't get it. And I need to go and caution you, and Nika asked me to make sure that I cautioned you, that I am not representing what Chalice thinks, and I'm not representing what you use think about prayer. I don't know that we all think one thing about prayer. It's many, many different types of things. And, I spent some time and I got some interesting information, but I'm still pretty conflicted about the whole thing. Now, one of the things that I have learned being a teacher is that you can't go and keep a group of kids, and you're not kids, but it works, too long in one particular spot. And you've got to give them something to do. And one of the things that I wanted to go and do was to go and have you share with the people around you what things that you have done. But I don't want to go and force anybody to talk about things that they don't want to talk about. So if you'd prefer to go and talk about the Dodgers or about the weather or something like that, feel free. And when you are done, I will get your attention. And with just a couple minutes of going and chit-chatting with the people next to you. So please go ahead and do that if you wish. Thank you. Tango, Jimmy Bye Bye O, Hue a Kimbae O, Hue a Le, Tane Ma Owe. All right, my third graders were much easier to quiet down than you guys are. Oh, dear. Now, actually, this is the recorder I got way back when I was in third grade, and they taught me how to do recorder. And one of the things that how I learned how to go and do recorder is that I really, when I was a teenager, and the angst of being a teenager kind of leaked through, I would go sit under a tree and it kind of, my feelings kind of leaked into my recorder. And that's sort of the reasons why I like to play and all those things. Now, I grew up at Trinity Presbyterian Church. Trinity Presbyterian Church was a typical Presbyterian church back in 1963 when we first got there. But somewhere around 1971, it changed. A group of people at church, including my mother, went to a big something or other in Atlanta, Georgia. And when they came back, they were changed. They were very much changed. And the church changed. It became very much evangelical as much as anything else. And it was a very interesting time. I remember the group of the youth group that I was in. Their big activity that they loved to do was to go out onto the buses of San Diego County and ride them and then talk to people and try and get them to go and convert to Christianity. And there was speaking in tongues, there was words of prophecy. It was a very, very hard time. And it was really awkward for me because even though I really tried to understand and I believed all the things that they were talking about, I just never felt anything. It was something that, you know, I try to go and do the same things that they were doing. And when everybody was praying, I was trying to go and reach out to God, and it just never worked for me. I never felt like anything was there. And I tried to pretend, and you really can't pretend when you're talking about God. You know, it's just, you know, I believed that God saw what was happening in my heart and knew, and that there was something that was there that was not working anywhere. So it was a very difficult time for me. I grew up, and when I left to go to move up to Pasadena, I joined St. James Methodist Church. Well, actually, I knew the people there because I was part of a singing group that ran out of St. James, and there was a friend of mine, my senior year in high school, went and invited me to come and join the group, and they were going on a tour of Australia and New Zealand. And it was just this wonderful, amazing thing that we did. And one of the things I discovered was that there was a very, very liberal church, and there was not some of this awkwardness that was there, that I could go and be someplace. And these people believed the same things. They do the same story, you know, but it was something that was, you know, they'll take you where you are, that type of thing. So it was, you know, a kind of an interesting, on the St. James Singers tour, one of the things I got to do was I got to get my recorder back, and I played. And it was very moving to our audiences, and it was very moving to the people that were in the group. But it didn't have to be tied to a particular thing. Now, I wanted to go and try one more time, even though I know these third graders you are, that you will not get quiet. If you would like to talk about any experiences you've had, please feel free to go and do so. And then I will work on getting your attention at the end of that time. So don't worry about it. You know, one of the things I know about you guys is that, you know, I like you and you like me. Okay, go. Talk, talk, talk. This is your 30-second warning. When I told, yes, you can do whatever you want. That's what it's. you just have to go and pay the consequences and things like that. That's all. Whatever they are, you know, because, you know, we get choices in our life, and no one's there to really go and tell us, you have to do it this particular way. You know, you can make a choice. You know, you just have to take responsibility for your choices, that type of thing. Now, when I told the worship committee what I was going to do, Tim Snober gave me a book to read. It was full of short selections about people and their relationship to prayer. And these are some of the examples from Tim's book. The book was written by, or edited by, Celeste Jacoboni. Sandra Ingerman said, "Waking up each morning and giving gratitude for the miracle of my life." Kim Rosen said, "I discovered the power of speaking a poem, and suddenly I understood." Donna Etter said, "The oneness with the earth and all its creatures." Michael Gelb said, "I pause for a few minutes and dedicate the day to the divine." Donna Thompson said, "I feel the warmth that fills my heart. There's an immediate presence." Alex Warden says, "The first thing I do when I wake up is to get on my knees and kiss the ground. I see God's face and I hear his voice." Now, I do not doubt for a second any of those people. I believe they have that. They all seem to have something or get something that I don't get. And I know that there are people, and there are probably people in this room that do the same thing. I'm pretty sure they're telling me what they believe. And I've, again, tried to fake it, but it doesn't really work for me. Maybe it's in the genetics. I don't know. You know, I guess it could be. There were times in our history when if you didn't believe, your life expectancy wasn't that great, you know, unfortunately. Yeah. Yes, let's hope it doesn't get that way. Oh, or pray, I suppose. I really like the church experience, though. I end up here in churches because of the music, because of the community. And really, I like the ethics, the rules, the boundaries that are there. They are sort of like a game of baseball. If you know the rules, it's a fun game to play. When people start not following the rules, it doesn't work. And, you know, I think that's politics now. You know, people are not following the rules and it's not working. At least for me, it's not. And it's not as much fun. And I've tried living without a church. And luckily, I found summer camps. And even more lucky for me, in 1979, Rich Gersten decided not to run the Kaneo School District's outdoor school program. The high school teacher that was taking over for him had no experience, and Mark Foreman hired me to go and be the camp person. I was the program director there. And then I eventually became the director of the program, and I ended up here, which is a wonderful thing, you know. But camps are what I learned about and felt that community of the staff that was there and the people that were there. And ironically, I used a lot of the rituals I learned from my time doing church camps and all those, and doing performing and all that stuff, I used those things in the last night campfires, and kids saying goodbye on that last night, and we recreate that quiet feeling where everybody sings a quiet, pretty song. I tell a story about an old tree that takes care of a young tree, and then during a big storm, the old tree falls, and the young tree has to go and, you know, take care of another tree down the way, and all that type of stuff. And it worked, really well. And you know, I was sort of playing on those little heartstrings of those sixth graders that were there, and you know, it's as close as I can get to, you know. I tried not to go and make it something that the kids had to worry about and stuff. I gave them a last night wish, but I said, you know, most of these wishes won't come true, but I hope they do. You know, that's basically what it is. So prayer, it's a solemn request for help or expression thanks to God or an object of worship. And there were lots of shoulds when I was growing up, you know, that whole praying without ceasing, or at least a certain amount of time you're supposed to spend in prayer and reading the Bible and all that type of stuff. There are many types of prayers. And if you see if you catch any of these things, adoration, a prayer of adoration. You know, I adore the world and many of the people around it. And, you know, I could go and give a prayer for all of you. I adore you. Asking forgiveness. Thanksgiving. A prayer of thanksgiving. We're very lucky people, and we are lucky to live here and have this community. A prayer of petition or consecration. Nika can do that. I have a hard time going and consecrating things. But, you know, a prayer of lament or sorrow or complaint. And a prayer of intercession. Now, all of these are asking for something. One of the people in Tim's book was the Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi. His recommendation says, as a Buddhist, I do not engage in petitionary prayer, but use a practice that combines devotion, aspiration, and meditation. Kind of a progression down the path of enlightenment and benefit to all beings, that type of thing. Now, in that particular form, that you can go and use chanting, mantras, visualizing, offerings, meditation. And, you know, I will continue to go and work on my relationship with prayer. I kind of limp along with my existentialist leanings, trying to live as authentically as I can. And I think Jean-Paul Sartre said, existence precedes essence. Basically, that at the end of or where I am right now, I can look and see back at what I've done, the actions that I've done. And they're my prayer. And they're the things that have come true in my life. I also kind of like the style that Alan Salazar, the Chumash elder that spoke to us a couple weeks back, expressed. He prays for his family, the people in his life that may be facing challenging situations, the leaders of his tribe, the leaders of his city, state, country, world. May they make good and wise decisions. In her notes to me, when Nika read my script for today's service, Nika wrote, another way to look at prayer is that it's a collective focusing of energy and intent. There doesn't have to be anyone listening, but collectively, wishing, working for a common goal can help. So, as we sing our closing hymn, may I be filled with loving kindness. Put some energy and intent into that common goal when each of us individually on that first verse, when may I be filled with kindness, and then the people around you when we talk about you, and chalice as a whole and our world when we talk about we.